So as I can't get my video editor working, I show you some of the death threats I'm getting here. So I got death threats by the Swiss police and the Swiss Justice Department. I received them verbally in 3D in prison when they arrested me all the time. I got a lot of mails which I gave to the lawyer in those days. Many times I even published them, I think. After two enormous house searches in Switzerland, they're probably not there anymore. They stole a lot of files. They stole hard disks, USB sticks, SD cards, CDs, everything, to take away the proof. So you can see this is my channel here. It's me, my email, Swiss Torture. And as I can't get this video editor working, it's I can't export it to a file. I don't know, maybe somebody can help me what I can do so I can make more videos for you. Because at the moment I can stay at somebody's place, well, not only for a few more days. So here, look. This is Anfin Dorstein. Well, it's of course it's Swiss. It's because of my Nordic resistance video. Well, the Nordic resistance guys, they replied in a very positive manner because I showed them who the real enemy is. But I said in this film, the Swiss is the enemy. So of course they replied, here's his email, Kamla. You see, Kamla, that's Swiss. 323. Funny, eh? 323, that's 6 8 octagon, yeah. Thorstein, so it has nothing to do. Look, there's the he's got a YouTube channel as well. So what is he writing? He said, "You Jew faggot, you will reap what you sow. You Jew faggot, you will reap what you sow." I'll show the rest later. You Jew faggot, no, it's the same thing. You will die soon enough, faggot. And here, the Rothschild smashed. Excuse me. The Rothschild smashed. Well, why isn't it showing? Oh, there it is. Yeah. Findhorsen. Torsen. Well, it's Swiss behind it, tell you. So here. Nobody's doing anything against it. Swiss are just laying stuff together that they feel threatened by me. This is lie. But they are threatening me, Yeah. And it says, "I pray for your daughter." Well, of course they don't. They're terrorizing me, and at the same time terrorizing my daughter, inbred faggot. So I'm a Jew faggot and a faggot. Well, I'm neither a faggot, I'm neither a Jew, and even making videos against, all the homosexual deterioration in our society. And I've no problems with Jews, eh? So here, I'll show you the whole thing here. Well, here, you Jew faggot, there you go. You Jew faggot, well, you'll reap what you sow. Yeah. Kamla. Swissie, hello. And the other one, what did you say? Two times the same, so afterwards I can take it away. "I pray for your daughter." Yeah, inbred faggot. "Spread more disinfos on the evil Nazis, you inbred shit-eating fag Jew demon. It will only cement your bad karma even more. Retribution is coming, you faggot Jew." I'm not a Jew. So this is how Nazis push people, to believe in the anti-Jew thing, as the Swiss have done all the time. It's going on, it's going on, and nobody in the entire bloody world is doing anything against it, I told you how they kidnapped my son because I didn't want to do videos against any Jews. I don't have any problems with them. Why should I? Because I know what's going on. It's Pharaoh behind it. Just as people telling me, that Roseanne, of course, she was a playboy for Pharaoh. Spreading the homosexual agenda and the but she didn't understand it, and you can see that when she spit on the ground after the national anthem singing, how the real Pharaoh, Bush Senior, how he replied. You know, so in spite of all the Jewish names in, you know, in Hollywood and all that, the ones who are really, you know, behind the screens, yeah, on top of it, wow, that's Pharaoh, eh? So, you know, it's, well, what should I say, eh? So I can finally, I don't have a video editor, so I just film it like a jerk as I am with computers. I am a bloody jerk, so how could I be a controlled opposition if I can't even understand a bloody computer and have my video editor working for more than a year? I don't have a home. Oh boy. So I'm just filming the screen, the jerk that I am, you know. So this is from the Roseanne movie. I never heard in my life before, you know, 2 weeks ago, who the hell Roseanne is. You know, I'm not American. I never heard of her before until she announced her true identity, you know, like writing me. So you see, she went to the ABC building and what in the film, Roseanne and Tom. You see the all-seeing eye here in front of the ABC building, and in the film you see the ABC guy, a real Pharaoh. You can see that at like 52 minutes, you know. And you know, she had to go and push that with Tom here. I like the film, really. It's funny, eh? And so at the headshot of all Hollywood and all that, it's Pharaoh. I mean, look at it. Roseanne never saw this, of course. In the middle where the water is the pupil. It's an eye, it's an oval, like the Oval Office. And Roseanne, she just wanted to have a career, and she likes fun and to laugh. That's why she probably likes my videos as well. And behind that, there's a serious character who wants to know things, you know. Well, she has an ability to act and, you know, on stage and all that. And for Pharaoh, that was very helpful, you know, to transmit their agenda about homosexuality and feminism, you know, forget about your family and all that, you know. And, yeah, tragic. It's all tragic. I think she's waking up now, you know. So in this film here, Roseanne and Tom behind the scenes, 1994. So I'm taking a screenshot, right? It's not forbidden, is it? Just discussing the film, yeah? Right. Hey, Swissy, so don't try and pull this film off, hey, as you did with one of my last videos. You criminals. Pharaoh, you see that? You know, I see that. I bet Roseanne never saw it. I'll send it to her when I upload her. Yeah, look, this is a performance, you know, like film, like singing the national anthem. You can find it on YouTube. Fantastic. Yeah. The US president at the time, George Bush Sr., Freemason, Skull and Bones, Pharaoh, labeled the performance disgraceful. You can even see his, you know, in the film, the Life of Roseanne or something, on YouTube, and Roseanne's career suffered immensely. But I mean, if she would be one of them, if the Jews would be in bloody power, well, why would this Pharaoh, you know, like, say this? Because it's not the same. I mean, the Jews are quite good in acting, you know, and all this, and having a big mouth probably, you know. But it doesn't mean they're in power, in spite of all the Jewish names. This bloke is in power, and the ABC with the president with his all-seeing eye. Why would he say disgraceful? She pissed him off, you know, this lady. She really pissed him off. She went haywire, uncontrollable. And everybody, you know, was looking at her. You know? And so, I mean, what more proof do you want, you know? And of course in Israel, it's also being ruled by Pharaoh, all, you know, Netanyahu. He also said, okay, the gays are okay. Well, the Orthodox Jews hate it, you know. They even stabbed a couple of them on their pride thing. I don't even want to pronounce the whole bloody word anymore, you know. because it has nothing to do with gay. It's sad. It's not gay, it's bloody sad, eh? Disgraceful. And you can see that in the film, you know? It went, apparently it went all global. I never heard about it. I had a good laugh when I saw that. Thank you, Roseanne, my dear. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. That was, you know, the things I like. We got some humor in common, Roseanne. But you have to know that you were a playboy, you know, with the homosexuality and the whole agenda. You were a playboy for them. Well, I think you're waking up, eh? Let's stir some shit up together, Roseanne. Let's do that. I think Mike Tyson is there as well. You can see it's everywhere, all these newspapers. You just punch here it is. You know. Roseanne National Anthem, Boost Senior, Disgrace. You just punch that in and you get it all, eh? Hundreds of pages probably. You know, so it's not the same. You know, the ones who are really in power, they are not the same as Roseanne's Jewish heritage. And she's not even, you know, hiding it. She doesn't hide it. But I tell you, Swissy is hiding it and Pharaoh's hiding it. Here you go. You've got another proof there. She isn't hiding it. Neither am I. I'm not hiding my identity, you know, not even my face. So, you know, they're the ones who are hiding themselves. The Pharaohs. Right, wake up, people. I think this was the best national anthem ever performed, you know, against this new world order, criminal, Freemason, Templar, Swiss, pharaonic state. Thank you, Roseanne. You did a good job. Yeah, spitting at the new world order. What a woman, eh? She spits on the new world order. Fantastic. I mean, why would the Jews, if they're in power, you know, as so many people say, you know, why would they spit on the new world order? Why would the president, you know, be really upset about this Freemason state? Fantastic. What a woman. I think it's fantastic. So that's why they destroyed her career, you know, she went haywire. Spitting on the New World Order state. Hey, Swiss, eh?